Hare Krishna. So today we're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 3, Text Number 10, entitled The Marriage of Sukanya and Chavana Muni. So since the verse is written on the board, would everyone like to repeat after? Sukanya chavanam praptya patim parama kopanam prinayam asachitta gya apramata nuvriti bhi word for word meaning Sukanya, the girl named Sukanya, the daughter of King Saryati. Chavanam, the great sage Chavana Muni. Prapya, after obtaining. Patim, as her husband. Paramakopanam, who was always very angry. Prinayam, asa, she satisfied him. Chittagya, understanding the mind of her husband. Apramatta anuvritti bhi, by executing services without being bewildered. Translation proper as divine grace of Bhavicharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Chavana Muni was very irritable, but since Sukanya had gotten him as her husband, she dealt with him carefully. According to his mood, knowing his mind, she performed service to him without being bewildered. Purport. This is an indication of the relationship between husband and wife. A great personality like Chavana Muni has a temperament of always wanting to be in a superior position. Such a person cannot submit to anyone. Therefore, Chavana Muni had an irritable temperament. His wife, Sukanya, could understand his attitude, and under the circumstances, she treated him accordingly. If any wife wants to be happy with her husband, she must try to understand her husband's temperament and please him. This is a victory for a woman. Even in the dealing of Lord Krishna with his different queens, it has been seen that although the queens were the daughter of great kings, they placed themselves before Lord Krishna as his maid servant. However, great a woman may be, she must place herself before her husband in this way. This is to say, she must be ready to carry out her husband's order and please him in all circumstances. Then her life will be successful. When the wife becomes as irritable as the husband, their life at home is sure to be disturbed or ultimately completely broken. In this modern day, the wife is never submissive, and therefore home life is broken even by slight incidents. Either the wife or the husband may take advantage of the divorce law. According to the Vedic law, however, there is no such thing as divorce laws, and a woman must train to be submissive to the will of her husband. Westerners contend that this is a slave mentality for the wife, but factually it is not. It is the tactic by which a woman can conquer the heart of a husband. However irritable or cruel he may be, in this case we clearly see that although Chavana Muni was not young, but indeed an old enough to be Sukanya's grandfather, and was also very irritable. Sukanya, the beautiful young daughter of a king, submitted herself to her old husband and tried to please him in all respect. Thus, she was a faithful and chaste wife. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jainam Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Tadati Savadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yuda Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavaham Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Translation once again. Chavana Muni was very irritable, but since Sukanya had gotten him as her husband, she dealt with him carefully according to his mood. Knowing his mind, she performed service to him without being bewildered. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to beg at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava, senior Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis, to allow me to speak something for my purification and allow me to talk something which is beneficiary, which could be applied in our day-to-day Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much. It's a wonderful verse of Tol. It's a wonderful verse, talks about something which is very, very important in Krishna consciousness. The first line Prabhupada would mention about this is an indication of the relationship between husband and wife. So Grihastha life has nothing to do only wife or only woman or only lady. It has something to do with the husband and the man as well. So Prabhupada very mercifully he chalked out many points which is very, very essential to be reflected on and try to imbibe in our day-to-day life. So let's reflect upon, first of all, the translation, how does it goes, and we would slowly, peacefully, try to get into Prabhupada purport. So first of all, we would look upon the translation to explain that Shravana Muni was very irritable. Now, this word irritable is practically applied to each and everyone living in this material world. Someone is irritating for whatever reason, but as the saying goes, koi man se dukhi to koi tan se dukhi, thora thora sabhi dukhi. Someone is agitated to the mind, someone is agitated to the body, and someone is agitated to whatever reason it is, but somehow there's everyone is agitated or irritating. So Shravana Muni was, you know, irritated or irritable. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that Shravana Muni, he wanted to have something in his life which is next to impossible. What Shravana Muni wanted to have, as per the purport Prabhupada mentioned, Shravana Muni wanted to be what? Was a purport audible? Shravana Muni, as per the Prabhupada purport, he mentioned Shravana Muni was irritable because of one specific reason, that he wanted to be acknowledged, he wanted to be known as a great person among the society. Am I right? This is what Prabhupada wrote in the purport? Yes, no? Yes. So that to be acknowledged and to be known as a great person in a society, it is very, very difficult to maintain it. Reason behind, it's very difficult to maintain it because somehow or others we are agitated. So now let's reflect upon now the wife, the would-be wife, as per the sloka, that the wife basically dealt carefully, as per the translation, very carefully. What does that mean, carefully? Carefully does mean that each party, male and female, husband and wife, women and men, has to give a little space among each others when they have to deal in the family life. That space is very important. Deal carefully mean respect the person the way the person are. We'll get down more. It's according to the mood. How did the wife try to consider, try to judge, or try to get to know where the husband is situated based upon the mood? And that we would find anyone who, as a full-time devotee, we would find difficulties even among our class, in our roommate. Am I right? Lot of difficulties. Lot of difficulties to see the tilak of the person, the dhoti of the person, the way he sits, the way he walks. There's going to be so much happening within our mind. And that irritates us throughout the day. And whenever we see that devotee, that irritates us. So now the third would be knowing his mind. What is his intention? What he would like to do? It's very essential and very important. When we see in our ISKCON or Krishna conscious movement, we would find there's so much problems happening in between newly married, also into someone who has run a grihastha life for years. A lot of difficulties has been occurred. So now, knowing the mind of the person, and thirdly, performing services without bewildered. Now, how did she perform services? She didn't see, oh, that's a fault on the person, and why should I render some services? No, she rendered services, how? Performing services without bewildered. I got my duty to be performed, and that's I need to do. Now, let's reflect upon the purport, what Prabhupada is mentioning. The first, I read, what the indications of relationship of husband and wife, it's very essential. Now, Prabhupada mentioned upon the purport that the life of Krishna and the queens in Dwarka, isn't it? The life in between Krishna and the queen. That relationship or that dealing, Narad Muni would ask the same question. He say, how come Krishna, you married so many wives and so many palaces, so how normally you are rendering your services? How, what do you do? Do you go to one wife on Monday and second wife on Tuesday? Or there's a fight in between? They try to snatch you, they try to grab you. And then Narad Muni wanted to see exactly how Krishna, though he knows about Krishna's supremacy, but Narad Muni wanted to enjoy each moment of Krishna's activities. Like Bhagavad Gita says, Janma Karma Chamei Divyam, that Krishna's activities and Krishna's karma and so forth, the birth, is not mundane. So Narad Muni asked the same questions. How Krishna is being dealing, because Narad Muni also knows about that it is very difficult to maintain one wife or vice versa, to maintain one husband, and here Krishna is maintaining, what's the figure? 16,108. It's just next impossible for common people like, I mean, especially me, I'm not sure about other devotee, but it's next impossible. So Narad Muni wanted to know what's happening. And when Narad Muni, he happened to walk in. Now what we need to know, Narad Muni didn't need any permission whatsoever to get into Krishna's bedroom. That's amazing. Krishna didn't have to knock the door, so can I come in, sir? No, he just walked in. And many incidences, you know, the queens will feel so much like, you know, he said, what's happening? Krishna, can you tell your devotee? At least be a little more cautious, more decent, you know, knock the door and ask for permission and then get in. Sometimes we are embracing, sometimes there's some intimate talks going on. And Narada may just walk in. But what to do? Narada is Narada. Narada is the one who gave Narayan to someone. So he carried Krishna within his heart, and therefore Krishna remain in his Narada Muni's heart. So there's no differences whether Narada Muni get in where Krishna is in something to do whatsoever. That's no obstruction. So Narad Muni, when he saw, he was reflecting upon the actions of Krishna dealing with the, you know, the queens, he reflect first of all on Rukmani Devi. And he was witnessing the actions, activities, and then Krishna was trying to glorify Rukmani, and this back and front, you know, talk goes on. And you would find that Krishna, in one point, he would say, I don't know, why did you marry me? But let me tell you, let me inform you, I have no qualification in comparison to other big king. And then here, because Rukmani Devi was trying to fan Krishna, you know, despite Rukmani Devi has so many, it's uncountable of maidservants serving, you know, Krishna and Rukmani, but Rukmani took the opportunity of serving the husband directly. And then he picked the whisk, you know, the chamara, and then he was trying to serve Krishna. And Krishna said, I don't know why you're trying to serve me, and I don't know why did you marry me, because I'm the one who was known as Ranchor. Who was known as? Please, can you go ahead? Ranchor. Run mean the battlefield, chor mean to run away. Ranchor. To run away from the battlefield. It's not a good thing. I said, Rukmini, did you see the quality which I have? I run away from the battlefield. And yet you marry me. I don't know what you have seen within myself, but I would think of, even now, even though Rukmini Devi was, as Pratu Prabhupada mentioned, as Pratu Prabhupada, that Rukmini Devi was in advanced age, heavy body, but yet very beautiful. He said, even now, you look so beautiful, if you wanted to get married again, you have a choice. And here Rukmani Devi was just thinking and kept quiet and thinking about what Krishna was trying to say. And Rukmani Devi was completely bewildered. They said, what is this happening? And well, Krishna wanted to get something out of Rukmani Devi, because Rukmani Devi was very punctual, very respectful, and all the activities was up to what Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Very pleasing. And Krishna will say, well, every day the same thing, let's have something new. Let's try to see how Rukmani Devi was irritating, what getting irritated. And Krishna here, he couldn't make it. And Rukmani Devi was thinking and thinking and fanning, and slowly the fan becomes slow and slow and slow, and Rukmani Devi fell unconscious. And Krishna was like, you know, what is this happening? And Krishna somehow, he felt so sorry. He said, why did I want to do that? And then he was trying in an unconscious, you know, state, was trying to tell, "Oh, I didn't mean it. I was trying to joke. I mean, just a joking word. Why did you take it so seriously?" And so forth, front and back. And somehow there's Rukmani Devi regained consciousness. And he looked at Krishna. He said, "Even in dream, please don't even think about me marrying someone else." So the wife of Krishna, you could see how much dedicated they were toward Krishna. Now we will find, like, you know, even Krishna was when he had sleep at night, and in the morning, when you find many birds among that is, you know, many birds would make noise, and then Krishna would suddenly wake up around 2:45, 3 o'clock in the morning. And here is a cold season, and the wife was, like, you know, embracing Krishna, you know, under the quilt. It's very difficult to normally get out of this. And Krishna would just immediately just come out from the bed. And over there, you would find the different queen would curse Brahma. Would curse whom? Brahma. Why? Because mentioning, "Brahma, what did you do? Why did you make all these birds who would make noise and then wake my husband? And this time is such an important time. You know, it's very, very interesting time, because it's a time where the sleep will be so much profound, and, you know, and then this is how this bird will wake up my husband. And they will curse Brahmaji, and they will feel so sorry about it." So Narad Muni, witnessing all the different queens, different rasas and different, like, you know, varieties, and Narad Muni would come to the point, they say, "Well, that only Krishna can do, no one else. Only Krishna can expand himself 16,108, someone says 16,100, whatsoever figure, but that only Krishna can do it. Why? Because we would see in our day-to-day life, in Grihastha life, specifically, I would be just reflect upon a little bit on this point. Like the famous says, you know, saying goes, like in the first, the beginning stage, when we just got married recently, how many of you are married? Please, hands up. Very nice. Well, I'm not asking how many married two times, but only at it once. So very nice. Now the saying goes, very beautifully, say in the first 6 months of married life, that's a 6 months of the married life become like, it is known as Chandramukhi. Known as what? Chandra mean the moon, Mukhi mean the face. When you see the blossom moon, the full moon, it's so beautiful. So the first 6 months of the marriage is, it's just like Chandramukhi. No one would be able to hear what's happening because it will whisper in the ear. Am I right, sir? They would whisper in the ear. And everyone would like to hear what's happening, what's the talk, but no one would be able to make that. So Chandramukhi. They would feed each other. They would say, "Well, why did you eat cold food? I'm here to feed you. Can I make it, can I heat it up for you, please?" There were going to be some sweet words, sweet heart, sweet this and sweet that, whatsoever it is. So the beginning 6 months or whatever months or year extended, if that's so, you know, that Chandramukhi is very prevail. After that, short time, because it doesn't last for long, that turned into Surajmukhi. Suraj means the sun, and Mukhi means the face of the sun. Like a scorching heat, when you stand on it, you would, like, you know, try to hide yourself beneath the shade, you would hide yourself with an umbrella, isn't it? Yes, no, yeah? Get something cold, because you wanted to run away from Surya, the top, the heat. So Surajmukhi, because of, in the beginning it was like, you know, they used to talk, they used to feed each other, they would not eat, you know, after feeding each other, but this time is a different page. This time the wife would say, "Well, I made something for you in the kitchen, can you just get it for you?" And the husband say, "Wow, what's happening? Oh, I should get it myself." Yeah, get it yourself. Get it yourself. So slowly things start changing from Chandramukhi to Surajmukhi. It's not finished. It goes beyond. And then, because in the beginning, no one could hear what's happening, what's the talk, what's the conversation in between. The second phase is, at least within the house, everyone could hear what's happening. You know, tutu, meme, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, and you know, so forth. But the third phase of these is jwalamukhi. I'm sorry, but that's how it goes. I mean, Jwalamukhi, Jwala, it's, you know, from where Jwala come from? From a volcano. And wherever the Jwala, that liquid melted rocks and so forth would flow, would burn out the whole thing, turn it into rock. That's Jwalamukhi. So, saying so, I'm not discouraging anyone, I'm sure. Everyone is well off. But that's basically, that's what we see normally. But Prabhupada gave a very wonderful guideline on how we could be safer on falling into at least in the third stage of Jwalamukhi. So Prabhupada would mention about. Prabhupada would mention, so anyone desire to be happy in Krishna consciousness must learn the technique to understand the temperaments of her husband. Now let's look upon Sita Devi. Look upon whom? Look upon Sita Devi. Sita Devi, who was the wife of whom? The wife of? Pardon? Ram. Lord Sri Ram. So now Sita Devi, he was brought up in such a family. It is explained that Sita Devi never had to walk down even few steps to go to any place or place of worship or anything to do in the courtyard or somewhere. She was always being carried on a palanquin with, you know, the maid servants, and she used to take her around. But Sita Devi, when she got married to Ramchandra, I will not get into detail, time is very short. So then she happened to be the wife of Ramchandra, and we would try to touch upon when Ramchandra was given the verdict, or was kind of, you know, being given that word of you become the king the next day. And all the suitable arrangements were made whatsoever. And immediately what happened, Sita Devi also could heard about, you know, her husband was about to be coronated. And suddenly, she also heard about that it is not that you're going to become the queen, but you become the queen of a small space, which is Ayodhya, but you will become the queen of a bigger space, which is known as the jungle of Ayodhya. Ayodhya looked to be very small, but the jungle is very, very big, huge. So Ramchandra, after getting to know that he has to quit, he has to walk down, even though he was about to be coronated. And Ramchandra got ready, you know, to just execute the duty of his father, Dashrata. So then he was getting ready, and Sita Devi got to know about these news. And Sita Devi ran and stood in front of Ram. He said, well, I wish to go with you. And Ram just laughed at her. He said, no. It is not your cup of tea. You will not be able to do that. Why? Because you're being brought up in such a family. You're being raised in such a family. You're being given a queenly environment, atmosphere. So you will not be able to take that. In the jungle, there is nothing as such you would be able to think of. So about what? He said, there's no place to sleep. There's no place to eat. We will not be having any meal. No servant would be able to serve you. So it's very difficult for you. Please don't come. And Ramchandra tried his best level not to allow Sita Devi to come along with him. Should it be us? And then, you know, in this given situation, we would immediately grasp it. Oh, yes, I think you have a full reason. I should not come with you. Am I right? That's what we normally would choose on. But Sita Devi, she didn't choose to stay in the so-called heavenly atmosphere as a palace and enjoy the facility. She rather accepted that step to go along with the Ramchandra. So Sita Devi, she just said one thing. He said, well, when I was getting married, my father told me something wonderful. He said, would you like to listen what my father says? And then Ramchandra said, well, must be something good. And then she said, my father told me that you will not come back in this house for whatsoever reason. So that means that's the only house that you have is your husband, wife. And secondly, he told me that whatever pleasure or whatever pain your husband would go through, it must be shared with you. So then Sita Devi, very boldly, he said, if you don't want to take me, so then wait for some time, you would see me not alive. But I'll quit this body, because what's the use of this body to keep on maintaining when the husbands are not around? And Ramchandra was convinced. He said, okay, we'll go off. So now while walking out, Sita Devi keep on asking, because Sita Devi never walks so distance or never being exposed with different things like jungles and so forth. She keep on asking, are we going to go to the jungle? Say, yes, we're going to go to the jungle. So each step, each distance, she keep on asking, has the jungle arrived? Is the jungle somewhere? Say, no, jungle hasn't arrived yet. Keep on walking. Finally, when Ramchandra reaches the jungle, they say, well, now this is a jungle. Now we could understand there's no facility whatsoever over there. And Sita Devi very quickly mastered all the different technique of household affair. Should it be in the palace? She did it. And should it be in the jungle? Sita Maharani mastered the whole thing. She got to know, she learned about how to deal with the animals, with the birds and different, you know, living entities around. She was able to communicate with the different aspects of the Ramayana. And she was very expertly trying to arrange for her husband. So, we could see even Sita Maharani, there's so much to talk about it. We would like to just get into some more nectar, if it is so. So then you would find like the talk in between, we would find even, let's reflect upon this one, okay. Now we would hear different name of the woman, different name, not necessarily name Devi Dasi, but different address, like, you know, istri, like putri, like kanya. So we'd like to go through these name, and we would like to reflect upon what does that mean, and what are we expecting from a woman in Krishna consciousness. But keep it in mind, it's going to be a positive one. With due respect, there's nothing negative. But we'd like to reflect upon the different names of how these name has so much value. And Prabhupada, in one of the purport, he mentioned how a woman in Krishna consciousness is being able to take care of the house, provided this different aspect is being taken care of. So now we would like to cite few name. We got only 10 minutes to go. So the first name would be Grahini. Could you hear that word? Grahini. Grahini, it is basically, the wife is known as a diamond at home. Is known as? I could not hear it. Diamond. Let's come up. Even though we are brahmachari, doesn't matter. They are mother, diamond mother, doesn't matter. So Grihini, they are just like diamond, because Prabhupada mentioned the purport, if the woman want to keep the house or make the house as a heavenly atmosphere, the woman can do so. If the woman wanted to make the house as hell, that also could be made possible. So what does that mean? If the woman really wanted that, how come? Because now we're going to go. So Grahini means the diamond is home. So how do we keep the diamond? How do we keep the diamond? Just throw it here and there, hither and thither. Now we keep it very safely. We keep it very safely. And it's bound to happen. It is explained by Prabhupada in the purport. If in the house, the woman, the children, and the aged people are not respected, you can't expect Sri Lakshmi, Yash, popularity, and victory in the house. If the woman, the children, and the aged people are not respected, you can't even think of, even in dream, that this house is going to be blissful. So we got to keep it in our mind, it is not a play. Where we can just have someone daughter, someone, you know, sister, and someone, whoever it is, respectively, and then try to mess around with the situation. It is very essential. Now can we think of it? Once a woman, the woman become the wife of someone, it is immediately the name is being changed. Can we think of it? If we men, we got to change our name of the marriage, we'll think about it 10 times. Hey, got to change my name? No way, because it doesn't happen like this. How can I change my name? First of all, the name is being changed. Secondly, that person will take care of the house of someone which is not hers. She would quit everything at home. Her luxuries and whatsoever she had been given, chosen, would quit everything, will come in the husband's house and accept whatever it is available over there. Am I right? Yes, no? No. Yes. She would bear a baby, she would deliver a baby in the name of the husband. In the name of whom? Of a husband. Not even hers. She would deform herself because in pregnancy there's so much goes on. The body will become deformed and fatty and so forth, which we could see. Because of whom? Because of the husband. The family will come home and she would take care of the family more than her family to the family of the husband. If we as a man, as a husband, if we can't be grateful and respectful based upon that fact, then we miss the train. We miss the train. So we'll go ahead. The second name is Sahadharmini. Sahadharmini means the one who helps out whenever there is some ritual or some spiritual practice goes on within the house. Now we reflect upon Ramchandra when he wanted to do that Ashwamedh Yajna, now something like that. Can someone remind me? Ashwamedh Yajna to win over. And then over there was a question raised. You can't do this Yajna unless until your wife sit next to you. And here Ramchandra already banished her, you know, I mean the wife already being sent to the jungle. He said, how can I do that? And then, you know, there were second options or opinion being given. They say, well, you are the king. And normally the king can marry more than once. But Ramchandra, he didn't like the idea. He said, how? I can't do that. Why I can't do that? Because I am Maryada Purushottam. I accept only one wife. I can't do that. Then say you find something, you just go through. You know, you page all the page of the Vedas and try to find out in this given situation there must be some solution. Then they came up with a solution. Say, well, if you make a statue of your wife in gold and then place next to you, that is also acceptable. Then Ramchandra was very happy, say, yes, I would want to go for this. So the wife participated in all the activities equally. Or I would say if the wife was not there, the husband can't even do much. Like the famous saying goes, even Krishna is Adha without Radha. Have we heard this? Even Krishna is half without his better half, Radharani. So the wife has so much to do. We go to the third one is Patni. Patni, what does that mean? The wife would help the husband when the husband is about to be victimized by the attack of Maya. We should keep it in our mind, even though we become Grihastha, there are going to be so much bombardments every day. Padam, padam, yet vipadam. And the wife basically would help us, because we are supposed to be very friendly and speak out our, something within our hearts as well. We need to reveal, we need to speak out and say what we are going through. And that wife would be able to help in this given situation as well. I've seen that. That many Grihastha would come and say, no, because of my wife, I'm able to save myself. And that's a word, patni, they know that. And the fourth one is Mahila. The fourth one is Mahila. Mahila, what does that mean? The heart which is big like the Mother Earth. Like the Mother Earth. His heart is so big. You may do whatever you want to do. You pass stool, you pass urine, you throw garbage, you do whatever you want to do. But the earth would hold it. I can bet on it. If we are men being put in a house full wall for days and weeks and months or years, we'll become mad. I'm one of them. I'll become mad, definitely. It's just next to impossible to do that. But you would see the patni is being doing that for days, for weeks, for months, and for years. That's patni. We go ahead. It is akanta. What does akanta mean? Akanta mean she would increase the beauty of the house, of home. She would remain at home and clean and do anything that, you know, whoever would come and say, well, your wife is so nice, so much nice, delicious food has been made. She sacrifices. Now tell me one thing, within a house or home, if there's no food, scarcity of food, so many relatives have come, the guests have come, and they're being served out. If the foods are short, who is the one who normally don't eat? It's a mother. They don't eat because they're new. You know, you get to serve. Why? We need to save the dignity of the husband family or whoever comes. Because after all, the husband glories is very important for her. That's akanta. Next is nari. Nari, what does that mean? Like there's Ravan Ari. You know, the one who kills Ravan, who's the one? Ramchandra. So Nari mean the one who kills the enemy of the husband. The one who kills the enemy of the husband. We go ahead. It's known as Duhita. Duhita. Duhita means something to do with two. Do. Duhita mean to join two family together, the family of Sahu, the family of Gupta, when they married, what happened? They become Duhita. We go ahead. The next is Kanya. The next is Kanya. Obviously, Kanya has something to do, to think, always to think about something to do of uplifting that family. Always keep on thinking how to uplift the family. How to uplift the family. We go ahead. The ninth one is Bharya. Ninth one is Bharya. What does that mean, Bharya? The one who hold the whole weight, the burden. The one who hold the whole burden is the wife, the Bharya. To be frank with you, they normally hold the whole weight, the whole burden. We are carefree. We just walk down and try to do all our business and come back. Everything is ready. The food is ready. The clothes is ready. The house is tidy and clean. And then we just walk off like a lion. But if you don't respect her, then you're finished. So we go ahead. The next tense is Swarupa. Swarupa, what does that mean? You know, Swarupa mean the Sanskriti, the culture which normally, you may have a culture, you're coming from whatever background, And then once you marry with someone, someone had a culture at the same time, but when she would walk through, she would want to know, what culture does my husband follow? Like Sita Maharani, when she walked in, she forgot whatever culture she had over there. She asked Ramchandra, how do I behave? What shall I do where I can keep both family together, where I can keep all the sisters and the brothers without any conflict? And then Ramchandra gave a very wonderful tip. The first tip that Ramchandra gave, he says, never criticize your in-laws. Wow. Never criticize the in-laws. And secondly, whatever respectively they have on the possession, don't be jealous of what others has. And many examples, many tips Ramchandra has given, short of time. So then we go ahead. The 12th one is Ma. That's a famous word, which when the baby is born, even the, you know, not being able to talk, the first word with the baby would utter is ma. What does ma mean? It is as huge, as deep as sky. And then we'll go ahead, the 13th one is Pramoda. Pramoda mean to save us, the family, from kalaha. Kalaha mean fight. We'd bend down, we'd accept insult, we'd accept abuses, okay, doesn't matter, fine. And the last, there's long list, so we'll not go more. The last one is Mahiniya. Mahiniya mean the one again, repeated the same thing, but the one which hold the burden in a family life. So sorry, got some reading to be done, but time is over. I will not go ahead. And we'd like to stop over here. And thank you so much for your patience. And if any comment, first of all, any comment? If question, then I hope the question was audible. Prabhupada is mentioning the bottom line, the essence of it. How come a sage like Chavana Muni, who is being so respected in the society, and yet not being able to control his anger? That's what the question was. Anyway, as per what Prabhupada mentioned, even being a sage, the tendency is always there. Even being a great sage, the tendency are there. The tendency of use and misuse. If we look upon the life of even Ravana, Ravana was known as Chaturvedi. Ravana was known as Chaturvedi. Knows the four Vedas on the tip, on the finger. Being known as Chaturvedi, even Ravana had this choices to be made, either to use or to misuse. So being a sage, definitely, there's so much achievement need to be achieved in order to become a sage. But even though you reach to that level of a sage, even there is the tendency of use and misuse. Like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the reason that Chavana Muni was angry is because Chavana Muni wanted to be glorified, wanted to be known as a great personality in between the great personality at the same time. So in want, in need of popularity, in needs of glorification, that basically it's apply only for Krishna. When we say kirtan, that's kirtan mean to glorify Krishna. If you see that Akele Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya, we each and everyone, all the living entities within the whole planetary system are meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as Mr. Prabhupada, I'm not so sure about the previous why he became Chavana Muni and what's up, but as per what Prabhupada mentioned in the Prabhupada, he wanted to be glorified, he wanted to be praised, he wanted to be acknowledged as a great personality. So that is a downfall in the form of anger. If we reflect upon the verses of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 62 and 63, it explained very nicely. He says, Dhyayato Vishyam Pumsa Sangate Supajayate Sangat Sangjayate Kama Kama Krodha Vijayate. So Krodha come of the word. Krodha Bhavati Sanmoha Sanmoha Smriti Vibramaha Smriti Brahmsat Buddhinaso Buddhinaso Pranashyati. So we start from Dhyayato Vishyam Pumsa. Vishyam means the object of the senses. I wanted to be praised. I wanted to be acknowledged. That also is Vishaya. So when the Vishaya are there, we're contemplating upon the Vishaya, we wanted to achieve it. We would go for it. So we would step upon so many virtue in order to achieve that what we wanted to achieve, so-called to be glorified. We would definitely, in mundane sense, in order to be big, we definitely step upon somebody's shoulder or head to become big. That's what the mundane platforms are all about. So then when we try to do that, there's many offenses and many aparadas and many heart-breaking incidences will take place. And because of that, what will happen? Dhyayato visem pumsa sangatesu, we become attached. I want this position, whatsoever it is. Hook or by crook. We would do kutniti. Kutniti mean we'll try to twist around the word and try to talk about here and there, mix and match, and try to get our work done. Kutniti. And then what will happen? Dhyayato visem pumsa sangate supajate sangat sangjate kama. Because what we want to achieve would not make us happy at any circumstances. Kama can't make us happy. We do whatever we want to do. When kama is not satisfied, then krodha arise. When karma is not satisfied, then we are frustrated, then krodha. And in this way, what happened? We go down, and then the memory get bewildered, and the memory get bewildered, and then we fall down again into the cycle, the vicious cycle of 8,400,000 of life. I'm sorry if I'm able to shed some light. If anything you want to add in this, I would be happy. Anyone else? Anyway, Prabhupada wanted to test me. What he taught me, am I able to do that? So whatever I have learned, it's because of the Senior Devotee. Any other questions or comment? Thank you so much. Grantharaj Madhbhagavatam ki Parita Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki Ritai Gaur Premanande.